Welcome back to Booklicious, the podcast where stories aren't just read, they're experienced. I'm your host, and today we're stepping into the slick, unsettling world of Mark Edwards' latest thriller, The Wasp Trap. It's a book that takes a dinner party, an elegant Notting Hill townhouse, and a handful of old friends, and turns them into the perfect setup for a nightmarish game of secrets. So grab your cup of coffee, or maybe a strong glass of wine for this one, because things are about to get tense. The premise is sharp. Six people who once worked together on a dating site project under the mentorship of a brilliant but eccentric psychology professor. Years later, they're invited to a dinner party to honor him. But instead of toasts and polite conversation, they're thrust into a brutal game. Confess your darkest secret, or face the consequences. From page one, Edwards makes it clear this is no casual reunion. It's a trap. One of the biggest strengths here is the cast. You're not dealing with cardboard cutouts. You're dealing with people who feel uncomfortably real. There's Will, our central figure, who is easy to root for, but carries enough flaws to make him believable. The other guests each bring their own baggage. Small betrayals, professional grudges, private insecurities. And because Edwards writes them with so many shades of gray, alliances shift constantly. One moment you trust a character, the next you're side-eyeing them. That unpredictability is what keeps the pages flying. The structure is another hook. Much of the book unfolds almost in real time, giving you that claustrophobic, can't breathe feeling of being trapped in the room with them. Between tense dinner table exchanges, Edwards cuts back to flashbacks of the summer they all spent working under the professor's guidance. Those flashbacks aren't filler, they're puzzle pieces. Each memory reframes what's happening in the present, and that back and forth rhythm keeps the tension crackling. Now, here's what elevates The Wasp Trap from just another locked house thriller. Its themes. Edwards plays with the idea of manipulation, of influence, of what happens when you're taught to read and exploit human behavior. That psychology thread runs through everything. It asks uncomfortable questions. If you've been trained to manipulate emotions, do you bear responsibility when it's used for harm? And how do past choices continue to poison the present? It's juicy, it's thought-provoking, and it sticks with you after the final chapter. And of course, what's a Mark Edwards book without twists? The Wasp Trap delivers plenty. Some are audacious, almost theatrical, but they're fun, and more importantly, they reframe the whole story in clever ways. When the big finale lands, it's not just about shock value. It forces you to look back at earlier scenes with fresh eyes. And that payoff is one of the reasons readers and reviewers are buzzing about this one. Let's talk strengths. The atmosphere, perfectly unsettling. The townhouse setting becomes its own character, beautiful on the surface, but trapping everyone inside. Dialogue, snappy, realistic, revealing more through what's not said than what is. If there's a drawback, it's that at times Edwards pushes plausibility. The pace is relentless, which is great for tension, but some emotional beats can feel a little compressed. Still, the ride is so gripping that most readers won't mind. So, is The Wasp Trap for you? If you're into psychological thrillers with shifting loyalties, if you like dinner party tension cranked up to 11, or if you can't resist stories where secrets explode out of the past, then yes, this book will be right up your alley. It's especially good for book clubs too, because let me tell you, you're going to argue over who's most at fault long after the last page. To wrap up, The Wasp Trap is a smart, atmospheric thriller with plenty of sting. Mark Edwards proves once again why he's such a reliable name in suspense fiction. You might question a twist or two, but you'll keep reading, and when you close the book, you'll probably feel a little paranoid the next time you're invited to dinner. That's it for today's episode of Booklicious. If you've read The Wasp Trap, I'd love to hear what you thought. Did the ending surprise you? Drop your thoughts in the comments or tag us on social media. Until next time, keep reading, keep questioning, and maybe keep your secrets a little closer.